Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
18-year-old Mary Keel is a legal adult with all the rights and responsibilities that go along with that. The difference for this bright, no-nonsense teen from Ketchikan is that being legally responsible for herself is nothing new this year. Mary became an emancipated minor when she was just 16. A difficult situation at home led her to seek legal separation from her family. Mary still gets a little emotional when she remembers what it took to earn the right to be on her own.
I would call lawyers after lawyers after lawyers and explain my situation, and all of them told me no. And so I thought, well, do I really want this? Do I really want to, you know, break free from all this? And so I went to the courthouse anyway, and I filed the paperwork, and I was preparing to represent myself. I can remember the feeling I felt when one lawyer finally said, yes, I'll represent you. He met with me and he just explained how amazed he was that I still did it anyway. And he was like, that is what made me honestly want to represent you. You deserved it because you still pursued it, even though you knew that, you know, you're on your own.
Mary says she had to grow up really, really fast. And it was hard sometimes to compare her situation with that of other kids her age.
My best friend, she can fail as much as she wants, and her parents will always be there to pick her back up. And for me, I couldn't make one tiny mistake because I don't have a safety net.
Mary says the kindness of many adults in her community helped her get through high school. That and her ability to juggle full-time work and her studies. Mary graduated from Ketchikan High School with honors. Today, she's in her first year at UAA. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.